had a girl in here, she wore a dress. Her dress reminded me of the weather report up in Alaska, 2 below. You think that's bad? We had a girl in here Thursday. She was in trouble. Her maiden form living bra died of starvation. You know, it's terrible. That's a nice girl you brought in tonight. Who is that with you, Don? That's your mother? I knew she was a mother as soon as she come in here. That's a nice girl. That's a much nicer girl than you brought in here last night, Don. I'll tell you that right now. She's got a little class. At least she's wearing clothes, you know. It's only a shanty in on the roof. It's so slanty that it touches the ground. And I tumble down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion keeps calling me back. Well, I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown, in a shanty in old shanty town.
You want to sing a chorus?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Yeah.
There's a little old shanty in Annie's backyard. The roof is so slatty and the seats are so hard. There's a hole there for Mom, there's a hole there for Pa, there's a hole there for Freddy and Al Jackson and all. The old catalog still hangs on the wall. The pictures are faded and that isn't all. It's a place to relax after taking X-Lax in a shanty in Annie's backyard.
There's a shanty in a town on a little plot of ground with the green grass growing all around, all around. The roof's so worn, so badly torn that it tumbled to the ground. Just a tumble-down shack, get us but way back about 45 feet from the railroad track. Lingers on my mind most all of the time, keeps calling me back to my little old shack. Well, I give up a palace if I had a palace. If I were king, would mean a thing. I would my boots on tall, read the writing on the wall. That wouldn't mean a thing, not a doggone thing. There's a queen waiting there in a rocking chair, drinking a case of Molson beer, looking all around and tracking on down. Cause she gotta get back.
Yeah, we gotta get back.
Where'd she gotta get back?
Thank you.
That's your husband with you, lady? Well, what are you gonna do? You know. Hey, we'd like to start with this thing with a little bit of something that goes like this.
Well, that was the next one.
Wait till they sit down here, because she got high heels on. She'll make a hell of a noise. Last time she came in, she fell over the chairs. And right. Watch out for the wire, lady. That chair's plugged in, so you better laugh later. And don't stand up, sir, because it's a hell of a time to straighten out your jockey shorts. You know, just sit down there and... How about the two drunks walking along the railway tracks? One says to the other, he says, "These darn stairs are killing me." The other guy says, "I don't mind the stairs, it's these damn low banisters, you know." I'll tell you. Another fella, I was walking here on Dunlop Street. It was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I saw this guy holding a piece of rope, and it was in a well. I thought it was a well, and here was a cesspool. I says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I dropped my jacket in the cesspool." I says, "Are you crazy?" I said, "What are you trying to fish it out for? You won't be able to wear it again." He says, "I know, but my lunch is in one of the pockets." Oh, yeah.
fella here told me the one about the one at Camp Ordinary. He said the one about Camp Ordinary. He says two soldiers, you know, their company that was very depleted and the enemy was closing in on them. He says, what are we going to do? He says, there's only one thing to do. He says, we're at ammunition. There's sand in the guns. He says, there's only one thing to do, and that's to pray. He says, I don't know how to pray. He says, my goodness, he says, I thought you could pray. He says, I never prayed in my life. He says, what do we do? He says, wait a minute. He says, I remember a long time ago I was standing outside a church and I heard what was going on inside. He says, suppose I repeat what I overheard. He says, that's fine. Go ahead. They both get down on their knees. He goes, under the G, 45. Under the C, 26. Under the O, 72. You know, I'll tell you. How about the three old guys sitting on the park bench? Beautiful girl walks by. One says the other, he says, there's a girl I'd like to kiss. Second old man says, there's a girl I'd like to kiss and hug. Third old man says, there's a girl I'd like to kiss and hug, and what's that third thing we used to do? I'm telling you, the people today are nuts. They're nuts. You gotta join them. You think I'm nuts up here? You should be up here looking down at some of you people. You wouldn't believe it. You get some of the people, you know, you get so many different laughs. People have different personalities. They also have different laughs. Some people laugh like this. They go, another guy, he laughs like this. He thinks he's winding up a rowboat or something, you know. I don't think he's going to lay an egg or something. And how about the people that laugh but never really laugh? And they think they're laughing. They go... Then there's another guy who laughs like this, and he's got a foghorn when he takes a breath. He goes like this. This guy never cracks a smile, but he's laughing himself to death. And how about the woman? How about the woman, you know? She's got the old kerchief like this, you know. She's got... He goes like this. She goes like this. Oh, I gotta go. You got all kinds of laughs like that. So, nice of you people to drop in. We start at 8:30. You're all under arrest. Right over there. All right. What are you smoking, sir? That thing better have writing on it. You'll be under arrest. How about the two smokers, eh? They're smoking a cigarette with no name. It's an Italian cigarette. It's called a Marigouini. Some people call it a half and half. I don't know, really. That's it. But first Marigouini smoker.
I think I'll buy the Empire State Building.
Second Marigouini smoker.
I'm not selling.
You know, right? We got some people over there with us from, they'd like to hear the tattoo song. Let's do the tattoo song for them, the tattoo song.
Tattoo be you. Tattoo be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who...
Oh, there's another fella over there would like to hear the gorilla song. We'd like to do the gorilla song for the gentleman in the back there.
Gorilla of my dreams, I love you more than you know.
How about the Angelada song? Angelada smoking here? I don't know. Then we got another one. Misty. Would like to do Misty. Misty. That's a beautiful song. This was recorded by that famous pianist, Errol Garner. And we take great pleasure in presenting Misty. Misty. Misty Saturday dance. Heard the crowd on the floor. Never thought I'd be without you. Don't get around much anymore. Missed the toilet last night. Went all over the floor. Picked it up with a toothbrush. Don't clean my teeth much anymore. I'd like to do another song entitled My Secret Love. This is a very beautiful song. My Secret Love. My Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love who wore a silky negligee. When our night of love was o'er, she said I didn't have to pay.
Now I asked her why her love was free.
She said, Mattress sponsors me. Last night we appeared on Channel 4. Now my secret love's no secret anymore.
Holy jeez, Rick, wait a minute. I better tell a few jokes. You better get on the phone. This sounds bad.
Oh, well, what is it?
Yeah, it's from Toronto. It says, not getting any better, come home. Look at that, read that. Not
my
getting
wife?
Any better. Not getting any better, come home.
Oh,
you better
right.
Get on the phone and I'll do a little drum solo or something.
No, you're not right.
I'll do a little drum solo and I'll play. You get on that phone because
you're reading it the wrong way, Tom.
What do you mean? Not getting any better, come home.
No, it says not getting any. Better come home.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Better wait.
I don't know.
It's all right.
See what a difference a little comma can make in there, you know. Anything like that. I'd like to do this next summer entitled Fascination. Or was fascination down by the gas station? How about the tiger? He went home after a hard day's work and he kissed his wife on the cheek. His wife says, where the hell you been? You smell of gas. Let out thing titled Fascination. Fascination. Substation. Inflation.
You think I'm gonna crash you crazy?
Hey, titled, She Was Only the Furniture Dealer's Daughter, but she wouldn't allow much on the couch. And I'd like everybody to sing along with the Son of Mitch. If you don't know the words, sing the verse. If you don't know the verse, hum the melody. And a little thing entitled, Hello, Dolly.
All right, you dirty rat. This is Hello, Dolly. Sing. The hell with it. I'd rather sing something else, Charlie, because that's the way it is. That's where it's going to be.
Dolly, don't you go away. Dolly, don't you go away. Dolly, don't you go away again.
Jimmy Stewart.
What gee whiz. Hello, Dolly's a real fine one. Well, I wish I could have done it when I did the Glenn Miller story, too, because I think it would have been a great thing, better than the Flight of the Phoenix.
Dolly, don't you go away. Dolly, don't you go away.
Just saying I would have wrote Hello Georgie instead of Hello Dolly.
Folks, this is Walter Grin and Sing. I don't trust anybody in this town because I left my horse parked outside there and someone stole her kneecaps.
Dolly, don't you go away.
Scotchman that found a bottle of iodine and went up and cut himself. How about the one eye song? The one eye song? One Irish eyes are smiling. No. And we'll be back in a few moments with our second set of evening. Speaking for all the fellas in the band, Rick Lammer on the piano, and yours truly, Ray Bawani. We'll see you in a few moments with some more of the same. Reminding you, though, in the famous words of that philosopher who once said, it is better to have loved a short girl than not at all.
Dolly, don't you go away. Dolly, don't you go away. Dolly, don't you go away again.
sure. I don't give a damn. Oh, wait a minute, sir. Not against the side of the building.